Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to help you grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. Now, today's show, Stephanie, is about predicting the future of your sales success in 2016. And would it be okay if I started with a quote for our listeners?
Absolutely, always is.
Alan Kay is a brilliant educator and a computer engineer. You know, he conceived laptops before they were even realized. So when I share this quote, let's think of someone who understands creating the future. Here's what he says. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about some of the trends and changes that have really impacted the way we sell and the way we market. But we're also going to talk about how people can invent their future and therefore predict it. So, Stephanie, let's talk about probably one of the hottest trends going on right now, and that is social media.
So social media, for anyone out there who still thinks social media is going the way of the dinosaurs, it's probably time to come out of your closet. social media has, you know, it's community now. This is how we have community. This is how we communicate with each other. Social media is here to stay. That is the heart and soul of it at this point. Now, here's the thing. If you don't know how to use social media at this point, what I would recommend is go back through some of our older radio shows. There we go. Wow, sorry. Go back through some of our older radio shows and listen to them. You know, this is about brand building. This is about lead generation. What you do with the leads elsewhere is totally up to you. And what it's really about is communication. You know, for some people, that actually is a challenge. I get it. I know people like that. But it's really important to focus on communicating. And there's something that's got to be said. You know, they're starting to say that we have a global economy now, right? It's the butterfly effect. You squash a butterfly 10 mm-hmm. years in the future, or, you know, 10 years in the past, you don't know what effect that's going to have. Every little thing that happens in each economy, in each market, impacts other markets because of the internet, because of social media, because it's easier than ever to break into new markets.
Oh, positively. And as you know, Stephanie, I'm very, very active on some live streaming platforms. As a matter of fact, I have reached into Europe and not Asia so much, but I'm starting to build a fan base in Europe, primarily the UK and Ireland, and even in Belgium. And I would never, ever have reached those markets without the social media platforms. And I'd like to take a couple of minutes to talk about live streaming, because live streaming is such, it has really become a game changer when it comes to social media. People now are able to share their thoughts, don't have to write them down. So you don't have to worry about typos. You don't have to worry about autocorrect and all of that stuff, because you can actually broadcast from your own home using an app on your phone to share your thoughts and your message with the world. And that can actually be a very intimidating thought, and yet it can be an extremely freeing thought, because at any given time, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people on Periscope that you could potentially reach with your message. And I'm very passionate about Periscope because it's the primary way that I have been able to reach into these markets over in Europe. And so There are, the statistics tell us that there are over 10 million Periscope users right now. That's 10 million people who you could possibly have access to. Of those 10 million, 99% of them are just on Periscope to get information, to learn, and to watch other people. That's a lot of people that are just on Periscope to get information. And so if you're in sales and you're in business and you're an entrepreneur, you really need to tap into this incredible market. Now, there are other platforms, like I'm going to be exploring a lot more on Blab, which is that's more of an internet-based one, and it's a lot easier to use on your computer. But I just want to really throw that out there for our audience, the power of live streaming. And see, the thing about live streaming is you can save those videos on a cloud storage. It's called Catch. You can save it, and then you can take those videos. You can repurpose them into a blog. You can repurpose them into a post on Facebook. You can repurpose them onto something for Twitter. There are so many possibilities, because the name of the game, Stephanie, with any content you create is going to be, how do I take that content and how do I repurpose it? How do I take that and turn it into something else? You know, that way you're not doing double work. It's incredible, incredible. I hope people can hear the passion I have for these platforms, because the power that you have to reach new markets is limitless, absolutely limitless. But I could talk all day about this, so we should move on to our next point.
Just on social media, that's big. So, you know, so the prediction is that social media is here to stay. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. The next prediction we've got for 2016 is that there's going to be a big emphasis on building trust and rapport to make your sales. We are more cautious today than ever in sales. We want to make sure, you know, yes, people may have the money, but they want to make sure that where they're invested, they're actually going to get paid out for that. They're going to get something. They're going to spend that money with someone who's going to appreciate it and appreciate them as a client. You know, I saw this a long time ago, back in college, you know, a long time ago. There was just less and less care for the customer. And I would have experience after experience of just terrible customer service. And I was like, you know, my generation is so sick of being treated like cattle. We want to feel special. Trust and rapport makes people feel special. We are more cautious than ever, and that is here to stay. And you will have to spend more and more time building trust and rapport with your prospects in 2016 than you have ever had to have before.
And not only that, but through using social media, because social media is a little bit, it can be impersonal or it can be very personal, but still, people are very cautious. You want to use social media. I know I'm jumping back to this, but it's really part of the whole trust and rapport thing. We need to use social media and take the time to build relationships with people on social media before we start promoting our product or service. It's just that important. And customer care is queen. It's king when it comes to maintaining and growing your income, revenue. You know, did you have any other thoughts before we moved on to that, from that?
No. I think the next prediction is extremely applicable. Why don't you take us through that one?
I think a number one thing that's starting to happen, and this, I saw this actually when I was in Barnes & Noble this week, when we were up in San Antonio just taking a little break from things, and there's an entire trend toward whole health, whole person, and especially in the workplace. They are finding that if you are not taking care of yourself as a person, if you're not working on being present in the moment, if your social life and your family life and all of those things are cattywampus, the productivity and the success that you will enjoy is extremely limited. And so there's a trend now to balancing work and life, you know, getting in touch with your spiritual side. Stephanie and I are absolutely, you know, committed Christians, but that doesn't mean that you have to be a committed Christian in order to explore this whole area of your life. It's that critical, but you do have to have the proper focus. And mm-hmm. by having this work-life balance, you can. Recently, I was talking to someone, and they said, "So, what are your goals?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'd really like to have $1 million." And the person said to me very wisely, "They said, Anna, that's a good goal. Can I suggest a better goal? A better goal is how many people can you serve? You see the difference in focus? We need the right focus." In order yeah. to, you know, money's a secondary goal. The right focus is how many people can I touch with the message that I have and benefit their lives with it. And I think that balance in work and life helps us to maintain that proper focus.
I think so. And I think it's funny, you know, I don't know if our listeners are aware, but we don't coordinate, you know, all of the content that we're going to talk about on these trainings ahead of time. And I just published late last night, it was my last post in 2015, but the one word that you need to use more in your business. And that one word was no. I have a tendency to, you know, I can't say no. If I say no, you know, I might miss out on something. And it was interesting to me that that today one of our predictions was having a better work-life balance, because using the word no, it's okay to use the word no to maintain that work-life balance. It's okay to not go to every meeting. It's okay to not go mm-hmm. to every event. It's okay to not jump when your client says, "Can we meet tomorrow?" It's okay to say, "No, actually, I really can't. What about next week?" And I'll go ahead, I'll post that blog post in the Facebook group for our listeners, www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. So those of you who want to check that out and help with your work-life balance can maybe tap into that a little bit.
Yes, and, you know, and here's a really cool visual that somebody, I just, you know, it's so funny. Again, we do not coordinate. Stephanie and I do not sit down and go, okay, we're going to talk about this, and these are the topics. As a matter of fact, I generally generate the content for our programs, but yesterday I was on a call with one of my mentors, and she was saying how she's not looking at her life in guesses, but she's been challenged to see how many no's. So she actually has a jar where she has two different colors. She has a color she really, really likes. For her, that's red. And she has a color that she doesn't like. And for her, that's green. So when she says no, she takes a bead or some kind of red thing and she throws it in the jar. And when she says yes, she takes the green bead and she throws it in the jar, and she's going to see at the end of the year if she's given more yeses or more no's. And it can be as having something visual, something physical like that can be extremely powerful to help you track your progress to see if you're giving yourself the space you need to, mm-hmm. you know, get that proper balance. Let's really quickly, we're going to touch on this after the mid-show break here, but, you know, I think the other thing, too, people have to realize is we don't have to go it all alone. Joint ventures and partnerships are becoming more and more prominent in 2015, and I definitely think that's something that people need to look seriously at developing in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm actually going to say no and let you talk. Ah.
no, but it's interesting to me because I'm teaming up with five women to do a Get Your Biz Lean in 2016. It's a free kind of, you know, pump yourself up for the year. It's 30 days plus one bonus week. So 35 days, so 28 days plus a bonus week. So 35 days of content on how, you know, the mindsets to have as far as mind shifts, finances, communication. And it was interesting to me because we were having one of our promotional blabs yesterday about this. And they commented about how we're teaming up to do this. You know, we've got, in this instance, we've got a woman from each generation. So I'm in my 20s. We've got a lady in her 30s, someone in her 40s, in her 50s, and someone in her 60s. And we were commenting about how it's not about doing it alone anymore. And that's one of the big changes I've made for 2016 is to not try and do all of this alone, but to team up with people, because I'll be able to accomplish a lot more this year if I do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a power and a synergy that comes from working with other people, just like we have a power and a synergy working together. But before we move on, I really want to let our listeners know about the new CD set we have coming out. I already have them on the way. We're going to have a website for them and everything, so I'm working on those pieces. But it is a 4-CD set of the 4 best interviews from our first year of broadcasting. Can you believe we're in our second year of broadcasting, Stephanie?
Wow, that's a little bit wild.
It is. So our listeners will hear how to close with confidence, an easy acronym to get you more sales, the magic formula Bengay III, legendary Bengay III uses to close, and more. So when you purchase the set, you will also receive access to some exclusive bonuses just for purchasing this set. So we will keep you informed. We'll be putting it in Facebook. It'll go up on Twitter. It'll be everywhere. We're going to let you know when it is available. Be looking for it really, really soon. We plan to have it ready today, but I don't have the content. I mean, I don't have the books or the CD sets yet, but we will have them ready for you. We're so excited. This is going to be the first of many, many more products that we're going to be putting out this year, and we're excited about our next product that we'll be working on, but we'll share about that another time because we want to get started on the rest of our show, because now we're going to be taking you through steps to realize these trends and create success in your business. And so I wanted to start with a quote from Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy says, let's see, where did I put that silly quote? Where did I put that quote? I had that quote. Oh, and I didn't put it in the... But it's about...
Oh, I don't know which quote he's got a lot of really good quotes. I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
You don't know which one I'm talking about. Okay. Well, let's see, where is it? Oh, that's not it. Oh my gosh, this is too funny. Oh, here it comes. Goals allow you to control the direction of change in your favor. If you want to predict the future, then you need to set goals. Goals allow you to control the direction of change in your favor. Let's talk about goal setting, Stephanie, in the time we have left.
Okay. So goal setting, I love goal setting. In fact, I spent the huge majority of yesterday, I've left the last few days of the year to devote to myself and my business. So yesterday I woke up, I pulled my journals over from my nightstand, did my journaling first thing in the morning like I always do, and went and got breakfast, came back to bed and sat in bed and just worked on my goals for 2016. And I just worked and I recapped 2015 in my head and I just thought and planned. And I've got to tell you guys, I've never been more excited about 2016 than I was yesterday about 2 o'clock when I finished my goal setting, got up, and realized how big of a year 2016 is going to be. And I have to tell you guys, one of the things that I do every year, at the end of every year, is I have vision boards or dream boards. I've talked about these a lot, and I completely understand that some of you guys heard me say that word and started to check out, because that was me. I'm a very analytical, logical, proven scientist. And when my coach in June of 2014 said, "Stephanie, I want you to build a dream board," I laughed at him. I said, "No, thank you." Because I didn't think it worked, and I fought him on it. And finally, he, you know, being my really smart coach that he is, he said, "Well, if you're not going to do it, I won't work with you." And I said, "All right, I'll do it because I really want to work with you." And so I sit down and I put up my dream boards. And every single year when I've gone, okay, I've done this 2 years in a row now. One of those years, I only had 6 months worth of the year to accomplish the goals I wrote down and put up for myself. But every single year when I sit down and I start pulling off things on the board that I've accomplished, I'm amazed at how bare the boards look. Because by writing them out, you know, I teach people to take time, think through your goals as you're writing them out, make sure they're specific, make sure they're measurable, make sure they're achievable, make sure they are, what's the next one, compatible with each other, and make sure they're consistent. And if you will take time to check your goals as you put them up on your dream board, you will have the same thing happen. You start pulling pieces of paper off your board going, "Wow, how did these all come true this year?" Like, there was stuff on my board that I wrote down just because I thought it would be cool to put it up there, and whether or not I achieved it, I didn't really care. Pulled it down and went, "Holy Hannah, how did I pull that off? That was great. That was cool." So I got even bigger this year. I said, "All right, I'm going to go for some bigger goals." But having these dream boards, these vision boards, keep your goals in front of you. It gives you the opportunity to tell when you're achieving your goals, which is really important, because you need to be able to know when you are actually achieving your goal.
Yeah, it also absolutely
gives you, something visual, and it gives you the opportunity to check your goals for their specific, measurable, achievable, compatible qualities as you put them up on the board. So I'm a huge believer in vision boards. I'm a huge believer in dream boards because I've seen them play such a major role in my own life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think, too, the importance of goals is it can't be underestimated, because earlier in the show we talked about the importance of proper focus. You know, you and I are black belts. We teach people Taekwondo. And the purpose of our show is to help people to kick their way to the next level, to gain mastery. And one of the things that we talk a lot about to our students is focus. Focus, focus, focus. You have to be looking at the right target. More often than not, people, when they're kicking or they're punching, we have to help them get their eyes on the goal. They have to get their eyes in the place that they want to kick. And so many times, because when they're not focused properly, they're not kicking in the right place. And so, you know, I want to encourage you, if you're on this, if you're listening to the show live or you're listening to a replay, you know, stay with us. This 2016 is your year. Let us be part of making that happen for you, so that we can help you develop the proper focus. We can help you moving forward in your goals. And one of the things I want to encourage people to do, Stephanie, besides, you know, getting accountability, which is imperative when you're going to be pursuing goals, and getting a good coach, which, by the way, you know, you and I are sales and business coaches, but I want to encourage people to make it a point of creating content daily. Now, that sounds like a lot, but there are so many ways to do it. We talked about Periscope. There's blogging, and you can't underestimate the power of blogging, even with all the live streaming that's going on. You know, basically, you've got to still draw people to your website, and on your website, they want to know that you're providing value. You're giving them answers to questions that they have without being too salesy. And so I want to encourage our listeners, if you're not blogging, if you're not putting something out on social media on a regular basis, rethink that strategy, because nobody's going to know about you if you're not out there giving information and telling people how to make their lives better, you know, using the gifts that you have. Because it gets back to trust and rapport. It gets back to building relationships, building value. You do this by creating content in your own special way. And, you know, and it boils down to probably something you and I both sometimes struggle with, but we know is true, and that is getting it done, whether it's perfect or not. You want to talk a little bit about that before we close the show today, Stephanie?
You know, I don't know what else to say. I think you captured it pretty well there. There's something really valuable about, you know, having the content out there, not just because it gets you attention, because it gets you exposure. You know, I put my website up in November, and I was really, you know, kind of disappointed at first with the amount of traction the website was getting, because on my old blog, I was getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hits a day. And my new website, even though that's where I transitioned my blog to, was getting just a couple of hits. Well, I kept at it. I kept posting. I kept creating content. And I stayed accountable to myself and to my coach to keep putting that out there. And now we're up to the point where I'm back to getting hundreds of hits a day. Not hundreds and hundreds, but, you know, I can get 100 hits in a day pretty easily. And it took me months and months to get to that point the first time. So to be there, you know, within 4 to 8 weeks of setting up the new website is a huge deal. But it has to do with being accountable, being consistent. I have so
yep.
many people who come to me and said, Stephanie, the only reason I have a coach is because I need someone to hold me accountable, because I'm tired
mm-hmm.
of being my own boss and letting myself off the hook because I don't feel like starting work right at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and I will give you guys just a couple of, I know, Mom, you'd mentioned wanting to give them some book ideas. And
yes.
so I will give them a couple of book ideas. There's some ones that I really, really love, kind of my staple books. The first one is The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. If you haven't heard the book before, if you haven't read the book before, you can go to YouTube, look it up, The Strangest Secret, Earl Nightingale, just like the bird. And listen to it. Check it out, because his content is unbelievable. You know, I have a whole list of books on my list to do today, and I try and make it a point not to refer people to read a book until I've read it. But I do really encourage you guys. The Strangest Secret is one of my favorites. It's a short book. You can go through it many times and get something new out of it every time. The Greatest Salesman in the World is also a short book.
Yes.
You can go through it many times and get something new out of it every time.
Exactly.
And then probably one of my other favorite repeat books is How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. And it is, this was the book that changed how I approached sales. This was the book that took me from looking at sales as, oh, my God, I'm a salesperson and I hate this job and I hate being a salesperson, to I'm a freaking salesperson. I'm a consultant here. I'm going to help change the world. And I highly recommend it. If you're struggling with sales, get yourself a copy. I did not read the whole book through the first time. It took me a long time to come back to it and go, yeah, this was a really good book. I should finish it. And when I finished it, I went, holy crap, this is an amazing book. Why did it take me 2 years to finish this book? So I highly recommend that one. I'm trying to think. You know, I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and I picked up a bunch of books for myself for 2016.
We can maybe go over some books on another episode, but right now we absolutely, I don't want to miss the opportunity to let people know what's coming up. Share very quickly who our next guest is and let people know how much we appreciate them.
Absolutely. I'm totally blanking. Who is our next guest, Mom?
Daryl. Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Daryl Lyons. Nice. Okay, so you guys do not
yes.
want to miss this. This is the guy. This is the can't even list all of his acclamations. If I'd realized I needed to talk about Daryl, I would have stopped talking about books about 2 minutes ago. But you have to be here for this one, guys. If you want to change the way you do business in 2016, you want to change the way
yep.
you run your business, this is the guy you need to be here for. Next week, 12:30, he's going to be talking about his book, Small Business, Big Pressure. It will be worth the 30 minutes, either for the live or for the replay. We're out of time today, so I'm Stephanie here for Anna. We look forward to chatting with you guys again next week. Have a great week. Make it a great start to 2016. We're the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have a good one.